Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Russian hackers are believed to be responsible for a new cyber attack into the U.S. Treasury Department, Commerce Department, and government agencies. It's setting off alarms that other parts of Washington could be at risk. But although news of this just broke, what's kind of crazy is that the hack is suspected to have happened much earlier. Recode's Sarah Morrison is following this for us and here to tell us what exactly we know. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, Teddy.
So back up here, like, when exactly do intelligence officials think this hack occurred?
So the malware that's believed to be behind it was installed probably between March and June, so quite a while ago.
Wow, okay. That's an unusually long time for something like this to happen before we know about it?
Honestly, I don't know, but it's certainly a long time for someone who has access to various systems to have had that access, and there's probably a lot they could do, yeah.
And so what exactly happened here?
Basically, there's a lot of government agencies and just a lot of companies in general use this sort of network management software from a company called SolarWinds. And, you know, they were updating it the way you update various, you know, your computer and your phone tells you to update stuff. Mm-hmm. There was an update for that software, and that had malware in it. I don't think we know exactly how it got there, but, you know, it's there. And once it was there, any of these companies and agencies that, you know, installed it potentially were, you know, affected by this, which then gave the hackers access to various parts of the systems they were installed on.
Yeah. Do we know what sort of damage they've done, or is it, I know obviously we're just hearing about this recently, but do we have any fears or any insight into how bad it could be?
People have been pretty like quiet about it. I know that mm-hmm. the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency sort of issued an emergency directive to any, you know, government agencies that are using this, which sort of indicates, you know, they don't do that very often, indicates that they're kind of scared of it. But right now, other than there's some reports that like emails were accessed, we don't really know much more than that right now.
And we are sure it was Russians. Do we know who exactly within Russia or what a motive might be?
So the reports I've seen say that government official sources and anonymous sources believe that it's this Russian intelligence-linked hacker group called Cozy Bear. The Russian government has denied it.
Right. We've heard of that before, right?
Yeah. Cozy Bear is believed to be behind, I think, hacks of the Obama administration, I believe Hillary Clinton campaign's emails, and possibly attempts to hack research agencies that, you know, are doing research into the coronavirus vaccine a couple months ago.
So one thing I always struggle with, and maybe you can help me out here, is when I hear about hacks in the news, like I feel like I never have a sense of proportionality, right? I never know, you know, I'm sure there's a hack every day somewhere in the world. Like, do you have a sense about how often something like this, of this magnitude happens? Help me assess how concerned we should be for America.
I never like to be like, you know, too scared of anything. And I don't want to say people should be scared. Like right now, we just know a lot of government agencies and the military, you know, use this company. I'm not sure exactly about this product. Thousands of them might have been affected, companies and government agencies. So, you know, there's a lot there. It's, you know, that hack's been there for a while. We don't know how targeted it was or like, you know, which agencies exactly might have been accessed and what they wanted or even what they were really looking for right now. So, you know, it's a concern. Obviously, the government is taking it seriously. So,
I mean, the idea of this emergency directive, is that's somewhat unusual? I don't feel like I don't see that every day.
The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency issued that emergency directive. It's only the fifth one they've issued since 2015. So, you know, they're pretty rare.
You can read more about this at recode.net. Sarah Morrison, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.